8:13 now. Good morning. Well, coming up February 22nd, the Park City Summit County Arts Council is hosting the Project ABC Community Convening in the studio. Tell us more about this. I have the council's managing director, Jocelyn Scudder, on the phone with us. I have the Project ABC director, Jake McIntyre. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Jocelyn, why don't you just give us some background here? This is the second community convening.
Yes, this is the second community convening that the Arts Council will hold. And as a reminder to everyone, Project ABC Art, Beauty, Culture is a community-wide cultural planning initiative that grew out of a desire to more effectively connect arts and culture to the community and plan for the future. So Project ABC Cultural Plan lays out a roadmap for the future of arts and culture countywide, and everyone can actually check out the plan. It's available at projectabcsc.com, and the cultural plan was completed in spring of 2018, and we're currently in implementation oversight phase. And so the community convening coming up is one of the many ways that we're working to implement the plan. And so the upcoming community convening will focus on rural arts development and artist resources. And so this is, again, our second community convening of the implementation oversight phase. The first was held in November, and it focused on spaces and funding. So we're going to hear from three guest speakers from around the state about the great working they're doing to elevate arts and culture to support communities in Utah.
So this is going to be when and where?
This is Friday, February 22nd at the Camas Library, the new South Summit Services Building, from 9 a.m. to noon.
All right. Now, why do you pick a weekday, just given that lots of people work?
Well, you know, definitely. We also think that it's a great way to start a Friday morning to just get inspired and talk to some of our arts and culture community leaders. And we've historically held our steering committees on Friday mornings, and it's worked for many of our community members.
Okay. So who should plan to be there?
Really anyone who's interested in arts and culture. We have a lot of stakeholders who've been involved in this project, and so it's not restricted to anyone. We hope that we have a lot of participation from the county, so people from Camas, Francis, Oakley, as well as Park City, to come and listen to the ideas and speakers. We actually are having an amazing speaker come, Maria Sykes, who's the executive director of Epicenter down in Green River, Utah. And so she is really interesting. Their mission is to steward creative initiatives that honor the past, strengthen the present, and build on the future that they envision with their community. And so they have a really vibrant hub for rural development and cultural exploration of their high desert, southeastern Utah. And so they do a lot in their region, but they also advocate on the state level for rural communities. And so this is going to be a really interesting community conversation for many people in the county who are looking to support arts and culture development countywide.
So, Jake, this is, as we've mentioned, the second community convening. Why do we need another one?
Yeah, absolutely. So these community convenings will be things that will go on ongoing. We see it as a really important part of what the Arts Council does and an important part of the implementation of Project ABC. This idea of bringing the community together to host these kinds of conversations emerges directly out of our planning process. So the way that we're breaking it down is we're taking certain pieces of the Project ABC plan and we're having focused conversations about those. So rather than exploring the whole plan at any given time, we're zooming in on a couple of pieces and then focusing the conversation around those. So again, this one's really about connecting to artist resources and talking about rural arts development, where the last convening was about spaces and funding for the arts, and the next one will be about a different part of the plan.
Okay, so was that why it was important then maybe to hold it in Camas?
Yes, absolutely. We want to move these around the county. A lot of our planning effort, it has all been countywide, but the meetings have been a little more focused on Park City, and we're going to, as we evolve into more of these community convenings, we'll move that around the county increasingly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do you think will happen in these 3 hours? I mean, is it all going to be about the local speakers or the guest speakers?
So the first chunk of time, first hour and a half, we'll be talking with our guest speakers. They'll be presenting we'll have the opportunity to ask them questions individually. So one speaker will present, there'll be a Q&A, and then we'll jump to the next speaker and so on and so forth. And then we'll have a larger question and answer period after each of the three speakers has gone. And then we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll have a more concentrated conversation around how do the ideas presented and discussed really relate back to Summit County, and how can we take upon and build upon these different ideas to make them actionable and implementable in our community.
All right. So, Jocelyn, as we talk about implementing this plan, where have we seen that? What's happened as a result? Where are those implementations happening?
Yeah, and so the community convenings is a huge part of how we are implementing the phase. It came out as one of our strategic recommendations for the community to have opportunities to have these, conversations together about arts and culture initiatives. We also have a creative directory, which is going to be a physical creative asset that is going to live on the Arts Council website, actually coming up this spring. And so that's, again, something that was taken directly from the plan and is an action item that we've been working on for the past couple of months. And so that's a really exciting development that we are working on. And then we do a lot of advocacy work. There's been call for increased amounts of public funding. And so our team, as well as many people from the community, are going to Arts Day on the Hill next week at the state capitol on Thursday. And we're going to be advocating. Governor Herbert put together an appropriation and requested for $6 million in public funding for grants for arts and culture. And so it hasn't been approved. It's in the state legislature right now. And so we from Summit County are going to talk about how Project ABC points directly to this type of funding. And I think they currently have about $900,000 usually distributed. So it would have huge ripple effects on our community. And it's state funding. Individuals and organizations could apply for this. So it's a lot of, big picture initiatives. But we're constantly looking at, how we can improve the state of arts and culture, in the county. And, the advocacy is a big part of it.
Yeah. And you mentioned, this Project ABC is called it a roadmap. So, where are we going?
Well, obviously it's nothing short term. This is a long-term plan. And that's what strategic plans or culture plans are, right? It's to help us all map the future. And so, there was a lot of surveys, and out of those surveys came asks from the community, needs from the community. And so it really highlighted some collective priorities that this community identified. So when you go to the plan, again, it's projectabcsc.com. It kind of condenses for people who are looking at it for the first time what those collective priorities are. Some of them are funding. A lot of it is about programming. A lot of it is about need for spaces and places in the county. And so it maps out what the community has asked for. And then it's really the community's, initiative. It's not owned by the Arts Council technically. We manage it, absolutely, and we help move priorities forward. But it's really for the community to take a look at and say, this is something that I can buy into, and this is, how I might be able to help move arts and culture initiatives forward. So it's a big plan. There's a lot of good stuff in there. I really encourage the community to go and check it out.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to mention, Jake or Jocelyn?
No, I think that's great.
Okay. Again, that's happening, the community convening next Friday, a week from today, 9 to noon there at the Camas Library.
Correct.
All right. Hey, thanks, Jake. Thanks, Jocelyn.
Thank you so much.